views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., where every week we bring you a chance to expand your awareness, connect to the God consciousness, and really start to make a change in your life. You know, we have call-in shows on a regular basis, but today we have something very different as we have brought in some guests, and I'm really excited. They are part of the TLC community in different parts of the globe, here to really take a male perspective on energy work, spirituality, you know, religion, ministry, money, prosperity. We have a lot of things that we want to talk about in this hour. But first, I want to remind each and every one of you to bookmark us, the Transformation Talk Radio on the Tracy L. Clark Show, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. You are here. You don't want to miss it. But you can also go to iTunes and Spotify. A lot of people subscribe there. Make sure you subscribe so you can not only get the shifts, have the changes, and you really want to be in that energy right now. It's really important because as you may or may not be aware, all of our old systems are breaking down, meaning the karmic debt on the planet that we've been living in, whether it's governmental systems, banking systems, schools, politics, it doesn't matter, religion, they're changing. The awareness is awakening on the planet and we're moving into a better paradigm. But what does that mean for people? Basically, things are going to start to hit the fan. And what we've done in the TLC community is brought together people just like you to make sure that you can start to grow and be supported during the changes and the shifts. This isn't fluff. Yes, we trigger you. Yes, we have information for you. But it's about getting the results that you're looking for, because you can't just do a meditation one time and that's it. You can't just do a yoga class and that's it. It's not working that way anymore because we are in a new way. So we have three amazing men with us today that, as I said, we're in the community. I want to welcome all of you. We have Matt, we have Rob, we have Michael, and all in different phases of their lives of things that they have had to transition. And I'm so excited to have you guys here today because there is a change. And a lot of times when we take a new approach to life, spirituality, they say, it's like, oh, it's hooey wooey. And the ministry people are, you know, they're really upset with maybe the spiritual people are upset with the ministry people, the science are upset with the ministry and the spirituality. And one of the things I've learned in the TLC community and want to really get your take of your lives and what you've had to uncover is that's all still separation. And moving into this new space of alignment, it isn't about separation. It's about that connection to the God consciousness, empowering you and seeing the shifts in your life. So all of these paradigms have to dissolve. So where I, you know, there's so much I want to talk to you guys about, but Matt, I want to start with you a little bit of what was the breakthrough in your life that you realized you had to do something different and really take ownership and make those changes?
I think for me, it was, I went through a very rough time. My dad passed away 7 years ago now, coming 7 years in July. And around about that time as well, within a year, my marriage had ended. And I actually tried to take my life. I'd got to absolute, that was it. I was done. I'd tried to be there for everybody. And, you know, it's easy looking back to it now, but I realized that I wasn't there for myself. And I reconnected with Rob about 2.5 years ago. Rob and I go back. We were both in Royal Marines Band Service together. I was 17, Rob was 19. And we hadn't spoken in probably about 20 odd years. And was one of the big things I'll never forget, and it'll never ever leave me. And it was the most important thing that Rob told me when we reconnected. Sorry, was to love myself. Do you know? And it was something that it sounds so simple, but so many of us don't do.
You know what? It's the number one thing I always say. We're all taught about self-care. You know, take a bath, take a walk, put your boundaries up. But the self-love component is the number one. And people say, I don't even know what that means. And I'm really glad you brought that up, because it really is about looking at your own strengths, but really the bottom line is forgiving yourself for everything. Yeah. But that, again, easy to say forgive, but how do you do it, right?
Definitely. Yeah. And I think, I was brought up Catholic as well. And as much as I'd opened up to other religions and looked at Buddhism and looked at lots of other fields, I still had the underlying Catholicism. You know, two failed marriages. You know, I'm in the Catholic faith. I'm doomed. You know,
I've done.
Yeah, I've done. I've had it. That's it. where we know that God is love, is nothing but love. And that whole and I'm not disrespecting the religion.
Not at all.
The faith. But it is something that's been that in itself is a programming, and I feel that that. Initially Rob and then Rob introduced me to you was about how we store things in our body. And I didn't realize myself, I was a walking ball of stress. I didn't even realize at the time, you know, Rob could see it in my face. You know, I think everybody could, but sometimes you can't see it in yourself. And the more that you learn how the techniques that you've taught us to just release, and you just slowly get that space start to appear. And the forgiveness, I think the forgiveness is realization that we're all going to make mistakes in life. You know, that's part of life. That's what you're going to do. The mistakes can happen, but those mistakes don't have to define you for the rest of your life.
No, and I think that's the big thing that people and listeners need to take away is that one of the things we really like to do is empower you to understand that the only way you learn and grow is by having a little bit of a fall down, you know, and picking it up, and that past can go, and how much the body does store, how much it's changed. And like you were saying, it's the imprints we don't even realize are in the body, which then translate over to our belief system. And then those affect, right, your health, your career, your money. And so many people aren't aware. One of the things I love about all of you guys is, and Michael, I'd like your opinion here, is as men coming into what we would call an aware community, a spiritual community. Michael, what was the biggest transition you found between your old belief patterns? And I love this because you guys are all being different ages here, but your belief patterns where you came from, the biggest awareness you found, you know, being in the community and the changes and the shifts that you endured?
Well, it's all a feeling for me. And I can certainly say that every time I would go to, I've never gone to events, but every time I would hook up on a call with you or go to Body Regen or just listen to the videos, I always felt recharged. Like sometimes you go into an atmosphere and it feels like you need a rest afterwards. And I totally get that. But it's like the opposite when we're with your community. And so even on the basis that it's just such a high vibe and there's so much love and there's almost no judgment, like we're all here for each other. So that's kind of my, that's what made it really feel worth it to me to be a part of the community, because I knew I was supported. But coming from my old beliefs, you know, when I came into the community, not because I was going through a crisis, but because I wanted to know God at a deeper level. And I had started a transition in high school, which is, I guess, 6 years ago now, not high school, but when I started going through my transition in high school, 6 or 7 years, it started with my confirmation class, actually, even still on the ministry side. That's what started my journey. And someone gave me this book about miracles that people had received. And I was like, oh my gosh, so people can actually get God to work out things in their lives for them. That's pretty cool. So I made it my point to realize that we can make our lives easier just by connecting with God. And so for me, it was really about God. That's all of life is about for me. And as I went further and further, I got to the prayer stage. Like, I read some books on prayer and I learned to manifest that in different ways. And sometimes I didn't get what I was asking for, but I always learned from it. And I always thought it was a cool learning experience. And then when I was going to Toronto, I'm now in Calgary, I met Rob Laird, and he really took it to the next level, because I hadn't really thought about God in any ways other than a religious context. And when Rob taught me his breathing exercises, and I started to feel this energy in different ways, like feeling God on a physical level, that's what really bumped me up to the next stage. And I realized there was something I needed to do with that. So when I came back to Calgary, I was trying to figure out what I could do to keep going and going to the next level, because once you wake up, you can't go back to sleep again unless you're in denial. And I don't want to be in denial. It's like, okay, something's there. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but I'm going to get it. And so I turned to meditation, and that was kind of fun. I liked it. I liked reading about Paramahansa Yogananda. But the meditation didn't really stick with me, because I wanted to really, like, I'm not sure exactly what didn't stick with it, but it was just, I didn't feel like I was getting anywhere, and I didn't really feel guided. And I kind of felt like I wanted to leave and stop doing meditation, but I didn't know what else I could do. And so then when I started watching your videos, and then I started on the program, I stayed because I could see that even though there were things that might have been difficult, I was actually connecting to God every day. And just to know that I can make a difference and connect with God with every day is what I needed to keep going. Because if you don't have your connection, you don't have anything else.
Yeah, you don't. And what I love about that too is because it's so important that with the connection also empowers you and allows you to see things very differently. And for you, you know, and I love it with younger people, because you also came from a more strict, I guess, ministry background, and you've been able to expand in that into another level. And that's what it's about, right? Is breaking down the paradigms and the belief systems and taking all of the information and knowledge that you gather and becoming very empowered and allowing that to shift. I'd like to throw it out there. I don't know if somebody wants to put their hand up when we have four, but who wants to share, or if you guys could share, what's your perspective or your thought process to men in this space? Because a lot of times I work with a lot of men quietly. You guys are the brave ones that'll come out here publicly. And there are men that'll say, okay, here I am, I do it. But when it comes to doing this kind of work or staying connected, you still see a lot of people are like, well, Trace, I'll go to my church, it's quiet, I'll sit in there. But I'm like, this is about connection. What do you guys want to say to men that are like, okay, I know I need something different, I know there's change, I know there's chaos coming on the planet. What do you want to say to them about why you want to be on this journey, or what's important about this journey and how you can move forward? So, okay, Michael, we'll start with you, and then we'll pop over to Rob.
So even if you go back into the Bible and you read it in the context of converting to a religion, which is not at all what we're talking about, but I'm going to use that for a minute.
Sure.
The men, you know, whatever the men thought was what the household believed. And so it's not the responsibility of a male to tell everybody what they should believe. Correct. But you have to realize that whenever someone wakes up, they're not just waking up for themselves. They're waking up for everyone else in whatever way. And as men, I know we sort of have both energies, the female and the male, but as the masculine, there are people that will really look up to you if you're strong and you're in your power and you know what you're talking about. And so I think I sort of see men in terms of when the men awaken, other people sort of come to them, like you're the light and you lead the way. I don't know. That's the way I see it for myself.
Yeah. I think it's beautiful. Rob?
Well, you know what? It's the big thing about it is, we've been taught since a very, very young age that we have to repress everything, suck it up. We're not allowed to cry. We're not allowed to show our emotions. It's a sign of weakness, things like that. And the thing is, when guys start to wake up and they want to head towards like a spiritual route, if you like to call it that, you look around and it's, you know, the image of a spiritual man is, oh, I'm going to have to start going and doing yoga, and I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to become a vegan, and I'm going to have to walk around with home and namaste all the time and things like this. But it's not true. I mean, look at me. I'm the quote manly man. You know, I swear, I eat steak. I'm a normal dude. Right. And that's the common misperception. So men are afraid to approach like any type of spiritual community because they think all of a sudden they're going to be in some circle waving yoo-hoo sticks and, you know, emoting to each other and crying. Now, there is a huge place for emotion. Like we had, when I first started working with you, I was crying all the time, man. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to learn how to cry again and how to feel our emotions again, because that way we can start to control them.
And feel safe with it. I love what you said there. And this is one of the things, like when even when men are like, oh, this what that I get that a lot. This wasn't hooey wooey. And I'm like, yeah, it is hooey wooey in some places, like communities. They made it hooey wooey, but our community is like that's what it is. Like you say, safe place, realistic. You're gonna go outside and you're gonna have to deal with your emotions so you can be a better husband, a better brother, a better lover, whatever you wanna be, right? And just show up for the people in your life. And I'm so happy you said that, because it isn't, there is, you're right, this whole misconception that if you want to really awaken this whole inner power and connection, that yeah, you got to wear your white clothes and be a vegan eater. And no offense to the vegan eaters. I'm just saying that it's, that, you know, people get all mad. Oh, no, whatever. But I'm just saying following your intuition and following your inner knowing and learning to love self and not, for, you know, not in these judgments. And I think like what you said, Rob, coming from, you know, you help teach people breathing and waking up and coaching and you interact everything we're doing. It is, I think, with men, a lot of times it's harder for them to say, hey, wait a minute. I really believe in that. And I had a client the other day email me and he said they were doing this big venture capital deal. And he said to the man, you know, I don't know if you're open, but I'm really connected spiritually. And he was telling about our community and the guy's like, oh my God, I'm so into that. But I didn't want anyone to know. I didn't want them to think I was like all fairy. And I'm like, and this I think is a big misconception, because you're all dudes, you know, you're out there, but as you change, you start to see you're actually affecting the women in your life. You're affecting your friends. You're affecting people, like Michael said, very differently in terms of saying that this is a way of life and connection and empowerment. It's not like, it's not this sort of submissive space. Would you agree with that?
Oh, let me, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, other please bit, do.
Like this group right here is the perfect example on what it is you do. You know, you helped me. I was in the roughest part of my life. You know, I had post-traumatic stress, spinal injuries, knee injuries, panic attack, all kinds of crap. My relationship was good, but it, you know, finances were crap, like everything was garbage. And you helped me and my wife to get to where we are now. I mean, and then that gave me the opportunity to introduce both Michael and Matt to this. You know, this is the perfect, you know, advertisement for your program. You helped me. And then all of a sudden people I love, Matt and Mike, I start talking to them. I bring them in. And now, I mean, now Matt's working with autistic kids. He's doing what he loves. He's working finance or some crap, you know. And now he's working with kids and helping and teaching music. And so the way your community expands out to everybody, it's just amazing.
It's every walk of life. And I think that's the hardest thing for people to really understand that, you know, Matt, I'd love your chime in here, because our community, although we work with you guys each and every day and we're shifting in the miraculous program and the effortless realm, I'd love your point of view here, Matt, because yes, you are now doing the things you love to do. Your wife is like on board. She's doing these amazing things. But in truth, I know there were times that going through, when you're in this kind of program and changing, you get triggered. You get pissed off.
massively. I mean, the last year has been incredible. I mean, gone through everything, you know, just tears everywhere and physical pain. But when you start it, it's hard to describe. You just know. You know that it's at the end of that, whatever that trigger is, the space that you feel is much bigger. It just grows and it grows. And I know from the physical pain, I had, and I think I remember messaging you, you know, just a few weeks ago, incredible tooth pain. And I knew it was just a massive, massive, massive shift. And coming at the end of it, we've come to the most beautiful period that we've been in a long time. I was just going to say as well that one thing that I think regards to men is that men have this pre-programmed, and some of it's passed down and some of it's from the media, and from that we have to be islands, that sort of are there to be the breadwinner, to be the strength to everybody, to our families, to everybody around. And that's where, and then we forget that we can also be there for each other. And I think, you know, that's one thing, like Rob said, you know, that's what this community's like. I remember Rob when we were in training. Rob was the dude of dudes, you know, he was a lot stronger than me, I'd say. So, you know, really quite, you know, sometimes he scared me. but now look at it, you know, I mean, you know, it's just, Rob is a perfect example of a transition. But you know, that's the biggest thing I see. And what I want to really say to men, you don't have to be an island, and this space, and like you said, it doesn't have to be all yoga and there, just connecting to God, and just slowly, bit by bit, realizing that what you're holding in your body, and when you start just letting it out, and the vulnerability to just start letting it out, and that within days you'll just start feeling the difference, and there are other men like ourselves, and we're all prepared to be, you know, part of that to support you along the way.
Yeah, you know, there's this imprinting, like you said. It was interesting, you know, in when we're born, people will say, oh, you know, you look like your mother, you look like your father, so traits come down physically. But people forget that when you're also born, you're going to pick up all their imprinting of their other traits. Yeah. So how they view money, how they view spirituality, so every time there's something to change, there's always resistance, right? There's this big resistance to change, because it's foreign to the system. And for, like you said, for a man, it's like, okay, got to have my job, got to, you know, my family and support. But there's all this hidden stress. That's why a lot of time men more than women have heart attacks, because there's so much internal stress. It's not getting out of the body, right? So the heart is heartache, heartbreak, heart pain. And energetically, the heart starts to fracture. And then there's a lot more men than women, even with strokes and stuff, because that energy kind of explodes. It's going into the brain, and all this energy, because it's all kept inside. And they're like, well, if I talk about it, and it's not that we sit there and talk about as you're getting shifted, but when there's support, you can say, hey, I need this support, or reach out to someone. And that was the big thing I saw missing and a lot of men still want to keep it inside. They're getting better. You guys are a very big example, but to be able to have the support, say, hey, shit just hit the fan and I need a little bit of support, or I need a little bit of outlet. What's the biggest thing that you notice by doing, you know, with the community and looking at your beliefs and letting them go and the health's getting better? What's the biggest thing you notice in your relationship with your partner now? What was some of the biggest transitions by stepping up and going through something like this?
I think our connectivity. It just grows and grows, and our honesty and vulnerability, and being able to, especially for me, being able to be vulnerable enough to break, to have those moments of crying in front of it, and then we still have this yin and yang, you know, wait a minute, whoa, it's my turn. No, it's your turn. And then we're literally doing this, and it's just, and then, as you know, and it's amazing how God does that as well, and how this works is that, because it's like, you know, it's just right, it's my turn to be strong, and you have your time to shift now, and you need to get rid of this, and then what it brings out is I'm not saying, oh, I had two marriages, and obviously I wouldn't be in them if it wasn't beautiful at some point. Exactly. But I laugh now like I have never laughed before. Beth and I, you know, literally the other day, you know, we were just crying with laughter all the time at the moment. And it just, you know, it's just seriously about the silliest things, you know.
What life's supposed to be, right? Laughter is such great medicine. And I actually, you brought up a really good point. Spirit wants me to ask you guys this. Have you noticed that since letting go of the patterns, like you were saying, with laughter and stuff, that you can bring more joy in your life and more connectiveness because you have more space to be free to be who you really are? Because if you look at those past marriages, it doesn't energetically look like you were really free to be you, right? No. But here, now, so we thank them for all those blessings and we forgive them and you've done all that. But here, like when I look at your current relationship, you're totally in a, like doing the work you've done. You're authentically you. You're like, you show up. Here's all me. What does that feel like to be as a man and to be able to say, I can be free to be just me?
Just feels like shackles gone. Literally shackles. And the thing is, I don't think you realize when you were in those other relationships, you had the shackles on until you got the shackles off. Does that make sense? It's it is freedom. It's absolute freedom to be silly, to be whatever, but then also to be strong, to be humble, to be vulnerable. And I think one thing for myself, Rob and I went through we went through the same situation when we were in the Marines band. There was a terrorist bombing, IRA bombing. And what I realized myself, what happened, and I got engaged, the first marriage, I got engaged after 10 days, you know, in the relationship and after 10 days. And then what I realized was, you know, it only took me, it's only been the last couple of years, 3 years or so, just before that, that I realized that what that was basically that I saw life taken so quickly. And that is a perfect example of holding on to something. And you don't realize that that's the impact that life events can have on you. It will sort of, do that.
It'll move. And I think that's such a great point. I know we have to take a quick break already. I know this is why we're going to do this a couple times, but it is such a great point that quite often when we have traumas and triggers, what we're going to do is latch onto something that isn't really that great for us. We have to take a quick break. You know, if you get a moment, go to tracylclark.com. You can sign up for the free newsletter, get the 18-minute free audio clearing, but also check out the monthly programs, the Miraculous program, which all of these men are in, or the Effortless program if that seems too intense, because it is 5 days a week. And really look at it, because we built a community. If there's a place that you need to really go to understand, that is a place to be. One of the things I want to talk about when we come back is giving, receiving, and tithing at a different point of view from your guys' perspective of what you've seen in relation to the community. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know. Things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Gen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. We have had this incredible first half hour with three amazing men that are part of the TLC community of extraordinary living. Their perspective of what it's like to be in a community like this, the benefits they've seen, and really give their perception, because obviously I'm not a man. So, you know, it's nice because we're waking up and there's a lot of change going on in the world. You know, a lot of times when we do programs like this or we're looking at change and, I always like to over-deliver in my programs, even though people say, oh, that's too much. I'd love to get, even maybe, Michael, your perception of coming into the program, because a lot of times when I created it, people said to me, Tracy, I need to tithe. I need to be able to give somewhere to reap those benefits back. And because they're no longer maybe in that old setting that they were in. And I said, yes. And what they find is by sort of tithing into the community, how they look at it, they've been able to regenerate all this different prosperity and opportunities in their lives. What was one of the, I'd love to hear from all three of you, but Michael, we'll start with you and then we'll go to Rob and then to Matt. What was some of the things you noticed that by changing into that perception of things that were coming back into your life from, you know, the good miracles, the blessings that other people could hear and take as well?
Well, I think, the first thing that shifted was my spending on myself, investing in myself, because that's not something I was really taught. I've spent money on the body regen programs. I've spent money on the partnership, and it was actually really difficult at first because it was like, well, you know, I could always do that later down the road when I have more money. But no, the transition starts now. And so what I've learned is that I've always had, whenever I've asked for something, like if I'm like, okay, I want to take this program, I want to take this course or whatever. Yeah, it's not something I'm used to spending, but it is something that helped me to, like, first of all, it was something I really needed to do. It really helped me to transition. But I also, whenever I asked for the money to be there, it always showed up in different ways. I never really tracked it to see how much I was getting back. And if you track it, then sometimes that can create other problems.
Yeah,
but I would say, I would say that when I was in the program, when I was in the different programs, I was able to create, to just let go a little bit and let things unfold and let things come to me. One thing in specific was I had a financial shift and I was doing one of your body regen classes. And I was doing a bunch of shifting and I was trying to, I kept thinking, oh, maybe I'm on the wrong path. Maybe this isn't how it works and I'm not doing it right. And then things kept shifting throughout the day. And then I got that big break where I got that huge paying gig, which I never got before. And I realized things were actually shifting because I never had a gig that paid that much before for that span of time, not out of the blue. And I just realized, like, I've had a few things from time to time that have started to come through that I haven't expected. People giving me calls and asking to play a gig, different opportunities. And I think that when we invest into ourselves, and especially into the community, because when we give to a place that's giving to other people, that also comes back to us. Like, I've had Rob and Julie have done a few things for me as well. And yeah, it just felt really good to do that because I knew my money was going to a great place. And for some reason, it doesn't really resonate with me to give money in the offering plate at church anymore.
Yeah, you know, and that a lot of people actually come. Oh, hello, Maggie. She's going to join us today. A lot of people, you know, they do come to me and they say, because there is a whole thing of asking. She's all in her little butt. They're asking, you shall receive. But also, everybody loves Maggie, if you can see her. If not, you know, that's it. If you're on Facebook Live, you'll see her. You know, if you're, when you're offering, the whole idea is that people would be giving back into you. So praying into you, helping you, uplifting you. So as that seems to have gotten lost, that's the energy that people are picking up. The energy is like, oh, it's picking up. Whereas I always say part of that is that the God consciousness wants to bring you so many miracles so they can flow through you so you can take those out to everybody else. And then that's where that energy exchange really happens, where people quite often will miss that. And then it has to, and they forget that. So it would go into sometimes, a lot of times, it's sort of a dead space. So there's a lot of energy behind that. And people do tell us that that becomes a big shift. And I love the fact that you got those gigs and lots of little miracles. You're so connected. You are a prime example of when a young person, the great thing does this kind of work, how you're able to mitigate and kind of just clear out a whole bunch of stuff you won't have to look at when you're 50 years old, like the rest of us. You know, you'll be like, yes, creating and asking and receiving what you want. And that's what I want the younger listeners to know as well, is that, you know, Michael, you're in a great demographic where your demographic is waking up and wanting to change the world and want to not follow the old way of, okay, I got a job and I got to work for a pension. And, you know, you're finding creative ways to really make a living and have life and travel and explore. And that's what I love so much, because you've really taken the lead and now you've become an inspiration to other young people. And I know that's your dream, and you'll be fulfilling it, because you'll be able to take all your knowledge and all your wisdom, that's what I love so much about seeing people in the community grow like you have, and your strength and your confidence and your inner confidence. Like, you've just blossomed. That is like totally night and day. I think everyone will attest, you even look different. You're like, here I am having fun. And that's that God energy that I always talk about, coming in into the soul. And you've done amazing, just absolutely amazing. So I love seeing that transition.
Thank you. And one thing I might add to that, if I may, is as I've gone through my journey and I've invested myself, I've realized how important it is, because right now I still have the opportunity, quite a blessing, I might add, that I am still living with my parents. And I sometimes don't look at it that way, because like all youth, I want to go and have my freedoms, and I'm learning to bring my freedoms into my space. But this is the training ground where I'm learning how life actually works. And so, like, when those financial miracles showed up here and there, I was like, wait, that's how life actually works? What? And so it completely changes your perception. So then for me, it becomes fun. And it's like, okay, if that happened, then what else happens? And I have, you know, like, who knows how long I'm going to live here? I don't know. But by the time I move out, I'm going to have all these different perceptions and ways that I can interact with money, with myself, with the universe, to generate just the sort of play and using it as a tool, because it really, it's a fun thing. And that's the way it's supposed to be. When it gets all boggy down, it's not fun. And then it gets blocked.
So, and then the energy gets blocked. Exactly. Yeah. I love that. I love it. Cause you're so right. The energy, you're learning to play in the freedom of it, which is allowing you new perceptions, and your old belief systems are just dropping off. Like, literally, they look like they all got.
Yeah. You know? So that's why when you're young, if you do the work, then you have less paradigms to shift, and you can create for longer the way you actually want to.
Yeah, and live the way you choose to, not the way
live your extraordinary
program. Exactly. Matt, what would you like to say? Because I know you guys have also had so many shifts, and it's a different way for men that are maybe going, oh, you know what, like, really, can I change these thought systems? And what have you noticed? What's your thoughts, perception?
I mean, for me, it's interesting. When I was just thinking back to when I joined the Marines, and I remember my audition, and they asked, why do you want to do it? This, I said, it came up to me straight away, just to make people happy. That was my first response. And then when I left, and then I just seemed to end up falling down the path of jobs in call centers further and further and further and further away from what was in my heart. And when I left the Marines, I went and did a degree in music, and it just didn't, it just, life took a total different area. And then I kept getting tapped on the shoulders. Oh, shall I go into education? That's where I was going to look at going into teaching. And it kept happening. No, I can't, because I can't afford it. I can't afford to do this. I can't do it.
Wow, so look at all that programming, huh?
Yeah, wow. Definitely. So it would have been, like I said, reconnecting with Rob. And when I learned to love myself, I learned to really be you know, which is, as well, being British, it's not a British thing, you know, to be able to, I'm not, we're not good at that.
No, you're right. The British, British. My ancestors are British. I get it. You know, I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, Scottish English. Yeah, I hear you.
But, so when I learned that, and I remember Rob saying to me, you get one thing right. And I made the jump, went, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to finish this job and I'm going to start with a teaching agency, just as a teaching assistant, and see where it took me. And then from there, within a month, I met Beth, and that is, and I can't tell you the incredible. You get, Rob said, you get one thing right. You get that one thing right in your life. That one thing, that big shift, and other things. You just watch it. Things will come.
Yeah.
You know, and I think from the fact of to be able to now to be teaching or supporting a selective mute boy, who is interesting. I spoke to Rob the other day, and I said, oh, they were doing an assessment, a 6-month assessment on him. I said to the assessor, I said, no, I don't think he's made much of a progress. I said, you know, I just don't think that I just maybe a little bit. And they did the test, and he doubled his spelling scores. He doubled, you know, and it's just those moments, those things that you go, wow, you know. And what I think the big thing that I just still want to get around to men especially, just learn to get rid of that old program. If you can shift that old program in, you just watch your life just change.
And also look at this, like you took, and I always say a lot of times people are like, oh, the law of attraction. I'm like, but the law of attraction has a lot of faults if you don't really understand it. So most people, right, they think it's a saying or whatever. And this is what you're saying. So yeah, you, to attract the things in, you also have to, what, the number one, let go of those limiting beliefs and then take the action, which you did. You went and took the action. You went and said, you know what, this might be scary. I don't have this and this, but if anyone could understand, when you really connect into the God consciousness and love yourself and connect in, things can happen that people say can't happen. I see it every day. They're like, well, that can't happen. And that's also too, when you're working with children, and they only, like anybody only picks up a small percentage of what we say. It's all in the energy, right? So when you're giving that love and giving that support, that's why his skills are changing, because you're constantly changing. He's in the field. So he gets that shift. And I think this is one of the biggest things that I would want listeners to understand, is that when you shift, the people around you shift. Mm-hmm. And this is why you're such a gift, right? So God works in mysterious ways, and we hear that a lot, but it's true. It doesn't matter what says for your education or where you live or what you do. No, it can, if you're in connection, it flows. And you're a prime example of that. You just proved it with this little guy.
I think the other thing as well, working with children every day, because there's so many different behaviors, and that child's naughty and that great. And that there's some great TAs, great teachers that, you know, sort of been there a long time. Say, it's just a naughty child. Yeah, he's just naughty. Every child, every baby that's born, we're all born exactly the same. We're all got the same opportunities in life. We're all born the same. Yes, there are some maybe inherited stuff, but things become learned, behavior becomes programming from, and the way that I've learned, and not just with children, just with people in general, when I see, I see issues in behavior. I know that Beth and I call it the dishwasher argument, the dishwashing argument. Basically, when in my previous two marriages, the amount of arguments I had about just doing the dishes, it was never about the dishes. It was never about the dishes. I love doing the dishes now. I have a whale of a time doing the dishes, doing the cleaning. In fact, we both started doing the work in a local hotel. Beth's been there a while, and I've just recently just started taking on a few hours. So it's great. She's cooking, and I'm doing the dishes. Now we're getting paid for it as well. It's just...
Yeah. and I like that, because it is true. It is all about the programming. It's about what's coming back to us and really saying, what is that? Turning within when you love yourself, and what is that? And Rob, I'd love to, because you've been such a great part in our community. People can find you on our website at tracylclark.com for your coaching, your breathing, because I get so busy, they can't always get into me. So that's why they call you. But I'd love to get your perspective too, because this is a way of living. What do you want to say to men like this? Because you've been in the community for a long time, you've moved, you shift, and it is a way of living. It's not just a one-off. How would you like to comment to that, Rob?
Well, it's work. It is work. People don't understand it's work. I mean, you do have to work on yourself. My wife and myself, we work on each other. Well, we work on ourselves every day.
But it's a way of life, right? Like when you hit something, you're able to actually look at it and say, oh, what was that? Versus I'm going to have an argument like Matt said about the dishes.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
We teach you that.
We work so well together, Julie and I. I mean, life just flows. It flows so smoothly.
Yeah.
Because we, every time something comes up, we don't look out at, like, I don't look at Julie and go, and if I feel anger come up in me, I don't go, oh, she's pissed me off. I'm making, you know, what I stop and I go, okay, what is it in me that's making me feel this way? And Julie and I were talking about this the other day. You know, we couldn't have the relationship we had if we didn't have complete faith in the other person and trust in the other person. Mm-hmm. And she's given me a spot, a place where I have enough trust in her that no matter what I'm feeling, I can tell her. But I always normally start off with, babe, don't take offense to this, but I'm feeling this way. It's nothing against you. I feel like this. And then we'll talk it through.
I want to stop you there for a minute because anyone listening to this, this is one of the things we do in the community. I teach you, and you guys have got this down pat. I teach you how to talk to the body. So exactly like what you said. So there isn't those reactions, right? Rather than, I'm just mad. You pissed me off. And you're a prime example. You guys have done this so well of learning because it's so interesting. We have to be so careful on how we communicate to the body. And people don't teach that. They just like think, oh, meditation. You got to talk to the body and the person. So yourself talk properly. And then to the people in your environment. So they hear you, they feel you. And that's why when we say, oh, it's work. Well, we don't mean like heavy work every day because you guys have lots of fun. But you're able to actually catch yourself and go, oh, I have to actually go work through this. Yeah, I got to look at this.
Well, that's a big problem with this, the so-called like spiritual community is people think that you have to be namaste all the time. Oh, namaste. Oh, peace and love. You know, I get angry, man. Like, there are times when I get angry, but the difference is that I don't take it out on my wife.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I just tell her I'm angry. I'm not really even sure why sometimes. You know, so I'll say to her, I'm angry, I'm sad, or I'm this, and I don't know what it is. But the problem is nowadays is most people, as soon as they feel that come up, because we're so under stress, everybody's so stressed out at work and make money and do this and that and the other thing, that they don't even take the time to see what it is in themselves. They just lash out.
Yeah, because they don't go within, because most people are always looking for the problem externally. They're always looking outside. It was this person or this where I live or my environment. Like everything's so external. And I think that that's also what makes it more difficult for men because you're a problem solver. So it's like, look for the problem. Where is it external, right? And now when you're going internal to fix the problem and then go, oh, I can fix this internally. And then like, because what I think a lot of times too, what gets missed in the spiritual community for men is women, like, yes, women can work and women can have their rights of everything. And I'm not saying they can't, but no matter who your partner is, there's a male and a female energy. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter who you love. Just love who you love. But there's always one energy that really has to stand strong. And the other energy curdles over, like under that, right? For safety. And it's kind of like a dance. So again, even if you look at, I have a lot of clients that are, you know, gay or lesbian, or whatever, they always say there's one partner and you see it. That's always just more of a man role, one more of the female role. And so we are built that way. And that's just sort of how the bodies move in this little dance. And so when you're able to strong, like really stand strong behind the partner, it gives also that safety. And, you know, so men aren't, like you were saying earlier, Matthew, they haven't been taught that. And that's where I really would love to get away from, like you were saying, Robert, they just feel that it's this real fluffy, like they just can't be a guy. And you can, but that's again, acknowledging all the feelings. Cause a lot of people say, oh, well, if I acknowledge my feelings, like you were saying, oh, then I have to cry or then I might get mad. Yeah. Well, you do, cause you got to move through it, but you're not going to sit there and cry for days and days. And this whole belief system, I'd like to move it where men can like really just be who you are and love who you are and feel those emotions and be able to say, this is a way of living. It's a way of living.
That's the big thing is that people don't understand, men in particular, what strength is, what masculine power is. We've been taught that masculine power is violence and I'll smash and, you know, stand strong and suck it up and I'm the breadwinner and all that. But actually the greatest strength that we can have is vulnerability. You know, there is so much strength in vulnerability.
Okay, when you said that, though, you just flagged the energy where men go into it's vulnerable and now I'm going to cry. So explain that from a man's perception. I'm not going to step in here. What real true vulnerability is for a, in a male point of view?
It's not crying. Crying, well, yeah, sure, it's a part of it. But, like, I'll give a great example. Me being vulnerable with Matt when Matt and I first reconnected. I was vulnerable to him. I opened up and I told him, hey, man, you know, the bombing affected me. I had PTSD. I struggled for years with it and I didn't even know I had it. And I opened up to him and I told him how I was feeling and what I had been through. And that resonated heavily with him. Mm-hmm. Because I opened up and I was vulnerable. I can't even say the word today.
Vulnerable.
I was vulnerable to Matt. You know? All of a sudden, that energy that I gave off to him, that love, you know, it allowed him to open up to me and go, oh, my God.
You gave him a safe place by being honest and being authentic and not just holding it inside.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can I just say as well, you know, I was going to bring that up, that because what Rob did, he sent me a video and it was, I think, one he did in uni about an hour long. He said, man, you have a listen to this. And it was about sort of 10 minutes in and he introduced Deal and said this was happening. And I watched him on screen just break down how, as he was talking. And I walked for years and years and years going, hey, I could talk to other people about it occasionally, but anybody that was there, absolutely no way. Because I was like, well, they're okay. They're okay. They're fine. I could see them. They're all walking around. Everybody that was there was walking around okay. Rob was the first person that just showed that. And I broke down watching that on screen. And it just came out. And that was the first step. But from then, Rob and I've helped another friend the last year. And then I spoke to another one. And we're all slowly... It's all coming. It's all starting to open up, and finding more and more and more and more people. And this is what comes to me. There's so many men walking around like that, and I'm not just talking about from the sort of trauma that we had. It can be a relationship thing. It can be just a financial thing.
Well, you know what? I have a lot of men that I work with that have gone through a lot of even sexual trauma and abuse and things they don't talk about that you'll hear women talk about all the time. And they don't. And it's interesting because they're like, wow, I finally feel nice that I have this place that I can sort of just let it go and carry on with my life. And they have these huge breakthroughs, right? Yeah. And then they're not like, I have one guy, he's amazing. He went through a lot of abuse as a young person, sexual abuse. And now he's actually finding other men that are, exactly. He's just at work and he's just in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. He's like, Tracy, since I've got all these skills, I'm actually helping these other guys. They're like, can I ask you something? And he's like, we're having these full on conversation. And that's where you realize there's no shame. There's no judgment. Yeah. There's no, you know, comparison. And that's what you guys are talking about, of letting that go as men and going, it's okay. Like, I'm a great person. Yeah. I went through this and I just let this out. And there's other people. And it's not to relate. What I love about you guys and what I love about this story just told about this other gentleman is it's not to hold on to. You're not bitching and complaining. You're saying, this is what happened. Now let's, you know, we can work through it. Let it go and open more space to bring more blessings in.
And I think that's what, if anybody listened to any men listening and watching this, you know, in that situation, to know, just listen to us, that's three, you know, if you join the community, we're all willing, we're all ready it doesn't have to be intrusive. It's just support. It's just support. And knowing that if you can find, and if it, biggest thing was with knowing that Rob knew exactly what I went through. I went through so much thorough therapy. It was coming out of a textbook at me, you know, and just knowing that somebody understood as well, is that it's just that little bit, you know, that knowing somebody said, but we are here, you know, as a community, and we'll welcome you with open arms. And you know,
I love that. I can't believe we're already at the top of the hour. That's why I know we're going to be doing another one and bringing you guys back in July, because there's so much more there. You just even touched on a topic that the difference between understanding what your body's telling you versus, you know, a lot of the things that people do go through and to try to heal and repair. I can't thank you all enough. I can't believe we're already having to come to a close. We've got so much more to say. And, you know, if I could just thank each and every one of you for being brave and being out there and allowing, you know, more men to understand that it is a very manly thing that we do and to help you and to help you move through. And I'd love to encourage anybody listening, you know, go to the website, tracylclark.com. Rob is on our website under services with breathing and with, you know, coaching, and he knows body regen. Check out the programs, the Miraculous Realm, which all of these amazing men are in. And, you know, I know if you have questions for them, we are going to bring them back. You can email them to contact@tracylclark.com and we'll be able to bring them. And I'd love to do a call-in show with you guys. So if other men or people want to have a perspective, so we're going to put that on the roster. So you guys haven't heard the last of them. So thank you, Michael. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Rob. And make sure you tune in again to the Tracy L. Clark Show. Because like I said, you're going to see them a few more times and you'll be able to call in and ask them your questions directly from man to man. And just keep on shining. And as Matt said, love yourself, forgive yourself, and know that this is a journey that you're on. It's nothing else but a journey, but it can be a lot of fun. And your miracles that are coming to you are coming there to be pushed to everybody else you touch. So thank you again. Have an incredible week, everyone. And I will see you next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.